Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
People in wildfire-ravaged Hawaii had already been grappling with a housing shortage. I'm David Brancaccio. In Hawaii, where at least 36 people are dead in wildfires, Honolulu's convention center is being set up to shelter 4,000 people. Hawaii has an ongoing housing shortage with severe homelessness in normal times. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green called for people planning visits to Maui to cancel plans to free up hotels, resorts, and Airbnb spots to become temporary shelters. And Ed Sniffen at Hawaii's Department of Transportation said in a briefing overnight that officials and airlines worked together to get more than 11,000 people off of Maui yesterday.
When we look at the Trans-Pacific flights, Alaska, Delta, United, and American have increased capacity by bringing in larger planes to ensure we get more seats to get more people off the island. Southwest has dropped their fares and increased their service. And Hawaiian is still operating to make sure we can get as many people off of Maui as possible.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The Maui County website asks visitors with vehicles or, quote, any means of transportation to leave as soon as possible. Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke is asking people planning to travel to Maui to cancel their trips. She's activated the National Guard. Maui is warning that some people may have low to no water pressure. High winds and fires have damaged power lines to several pumping facilities. There are reports the historic town of Lahaina on the western coast of Maui almost burned to the ground completely. A red flag warning is still in effect, meaning critical fire weather conditions are still occurring, including low humidity and strong winds. Hurricane Dora helped fan the flames.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
For Econ Extra Credit, here it's one film a month on Marketplace themes. This time it's Beanie Mania, chronicling the rise and fall of Beanie Babies, the plush toys that people started seeing as somehow stores of value worthy of investment. This is the documentary from 2021, not the fictionalized Beanie movie from last month. It was a bubble and fueled by wild thoughts that, for instance, getting the right beanies could fund college or retirement. Here's a moment from the film.
There was such a frenzy. Oh, gosh. This, the electricity.
They would just lunge and grab, and somebody was yelling, I need, and it would go flying across the store.
You'll start to do anything you can to, quote unquote, complete your collection.
That's when things got out of control.
To this day, many people still cherish their beanies. I spoke to a person in the film who is not in that category. Harry Rinker is an expert on antiques and collectibles who embraces the handle Beanie Meanie.
When they first came out, people didn't collect them. Then all of a sudden, they started to appear for sale on eBay at prices significantly above retail cost, okay? Then what happened is that dealers found out that if they could corner the market at stores and stuff and scarf them up, so the addition wasn't continuous, it was limited, that they could then throw this stuff on eBay and create a frenzy, a buying frenzy. And they did.
And then, you know, it's the lesson that we try to teach about so many other financial assets. Trees don't grow to the sky. You know, yes, things can go up, but they also tend to come down on the other side.
Yes, they do. So all of a sudden, supply exceeded demand. When supply exceeds demand, it's all over.
The film also explores some other interesting economic facets here. One of them is there's the primary market for Beanie Babies, the company that made them, Tye, selling them. But then there's the other market, the one you've just been talking about, the auction market or eBay, where if a Beanie Baby goes for 10 grand, the company that made the Beanie Baby doesn't really profit.
Oh, but they do. They promote that market by restricting sales. In other words, they had a limited production run, 1 year, 2 years, and then they would go out. Well, the minute they would go out, that was like adding value to the thing. Now, did Tye benefit from that? Yes, because people would then buy future Beanie Babies in speculation that they would go up in value, so Tye would increase the runs of the later Beanie Babies. He was an incredibly smart man.
And what's so interesting to me talking to you, you've thought a lot about collectibles in general, and you don't have this view on everything. Some things you might collect might be a better bet?
No. It's all risky. Collecting is about memory, right? Now, I was a big Hopalong Cassidy collector. I owned one of the only complete 10 Hopalong Cassidy bedroom suites known to mankind. I paid $5,000 for it. When I sold it at auction a couple years ago, I got $300 for it. I once owned 50,000 objects. And I'm down to 20,000 at this point. But I'm going to tell you what I did every time I went and bought something from my collection. I went into the bathroom and flushed the toilet to remind me what I just did with my money.
So why'd you do it then?
Oh, because I love the goodies. You know, the question becomes, how do you know a person is a true collector? He dies with his stuff. Then it's never about the money.
Harry Rinker is owner of Rinker Consulting. He's written extensively on collectibles and antiques, and he's featured in the documentary we're watching this month, Beanie Mania. Sometimes known as the, quote, Beanie Meanie. Mr. Rinker, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you, David.
Timing when a bubble, financial or plush toy, is one of the great conundrums of markets when those pop. The extended version of our conversation is streamable from our homepage. And sign up for the Econ Extra Credit weekly newsletter. It's free. Learn along with us. Marketplace.org/newsletters has the sign-up sheet. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.